Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I continue my visit with Breanne Brammer, advisor for Salisbury FFA.
This summer, one of my quarantine projects was going through massive amounts of plaques that range from the 1930s till present day from our chapter. And in going through, I saw a lot of plaques that said BOAC on them. And our chapter previously, especially in the 1990s, received many of these grants from the Department of Agriculture. And so then I did some exploring and was able to write a grant then during, again, as kind of a quarantine project. And our volunteer traction coach, Dr. Steve Smith, wrote a letter of support for the project, and we were really pleased to see that it was selected. We'll be recognized at state convention this April in Sedalia this year for the project, and then it will be completed over the summer with help from our FFA membership and specifically members of our FFA trap shooting team. A highlight of our trap team, for the first time in about 10 years, the team was able to qualify to district competition with a predominantly freshman and sophomore shooting squad this year. So great things are happening in Salisbury FFA, and we're really fortunate to have such strong support for our program.
Oh, I'm sure you are. You're doing a great job there. I think I visited with you right after you first came to Salisbury. Has that been 4 years?
Four years
ago. And you've done an outstanding job. You've got some really involved members there, I know, in the past few years doing interviews with them. And you had the virtual state FFA convention last year. What effects do you think the pandemic's had on your FFA chapter as far as a lot of the projects? Are they able to get those done as they would on normal year, or is this been really big of a hassle for that?
For our FFA officer team, the pandemic has presented a unique challenge of how to do what we normally do well, but in a different format. And so we were fortunate to be named as a gold ranking chapter. So chapters are ranked bronze, silver, and gold, and we were ranked 22 out of about 350 chapters in our state. Last year at the virtual convention. So I'd like to think that we were able to roll with the times and still
be
competitive.
Yes.
Virtually, we held a virtual awards banquet. We have been able to Zoom in guest speakers this year. Mm-hmm. We are looking at having a picnic-style outdoor banquet for the spring. We've done to-go-style dinners. And yet we've still been able to have traditional events like our Christmas service project. So again, just thinking about unique ways to do what we normally do. We were fortunate to still be able to offer our annual fruit sales, and in fact, we had a record year for fruit sales.
Well, great.
So we've been able to do well.
Well, Breanne, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for doing this. We'll have to do it again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate it. We look forward to hearing with you during National FFA Week.
And now it's time for a KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. How did the barber win the race? He knew a shortcut. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.